The term world music was in its infancy when Radio Multiculti went on the air back in 1994. But now, Germany's first world music radio station is closing down. Thomas Martzall reports from Berlin.
It's fitting that a multicultural group is featured in this spot running on Radio Multiculti, lamenting the station's looming shutdown.
Berlin bleibt Multikulti.
That's a Colombian German-Polish band singing that a multicultural German society is here to stay. Wolfgang Holla recalls a different mentality towards foreigners in Germany 14 years ago. Holla co-founded Radio Multiculti and serves as its editor-in-chief.
When we started in the early 90s, still a lot of the German society had the idea, okay, there are some foreign people living in town, but they will go again back to their home countries.
Nearly one quarter of Berlin's population comes from an immigrant background. But Holla says Radio Multiculti wasn't just aimed at immigrant audiences.
We have to offer the German audience as well a special program. We had to convince the German society and the German listeners as well. Have a look, we are living in a multicultural society.
Radio Multiculti. Kaffee Global.
Radio Multiculti introduced Berlin to a global mix of music, topics, and accents. The station broadcasts mostly in German, but it hired hosts from places like Argentina, England, Poland, and Bosnia.
Juanes aus Kolumbien sind gleich. Ich bin Alexander Kilian. Ich wünsche Buenas tardes und Dobardan. Willkommen in Kaffee Global.
One of Radio Multiculti's first features was a series of commentaries on German habits, as seen through the eyes of a foreigner. Danish-born journalist Inger-Lisa Andersen wrote the commentaries. She says the station's mission to tell the news in a different way also extended to its guests.
We have been talking to specialists, to experts that are not always German. There are a lot of lawyers, doctors, psychologists. We ask them, if there is a topic, why are Arab boys aggressive in school? Then we are not asking German psychologist, we are asking an Arab psychologist.
Radio Multiculti has a relatively small audience, about 50,000 people a day. However, when word went out in May that it was shutting down, tens of thousands signed petitions, and politicians wrote appeals to the station's parent network, RBB. But the network says the station will go off the air on New Year's Eve. RBB's head of radio, Christoph Singelstein, blames the closing on a massive budget deficit.
There
are many people in Berlin who don't have to pay the broadcast license fee because they're on welfare or out of a job, he says. Far more than expected. That means RBB is running a deficit of more than $70 million over 4 years. Singelstein points out that people in the German capital will still be able to hear world music programming from a station in Cologne, 350 miles away. But Berlin will lose all its locally produced programs, and many people their jobs. The Arabic Cultural Institute is tucked away in an apartment block in an immigrant neighborhood here. Its director, Nazar Mahmoud, emigrated from Iraq 23 years ago. Mahmoud's a regular guest on Radio Multiculti's Arabic program. He says even with the financial problems, closing down the station is short-sighted.
If a station debates issues such as the integration of immigrants, their schooling, unemployment, or politics, then that's not a money-losing proposition. That's an investment. A station like that is an education, and you don't scrimp on education.
Radio Multiculti vom Rundfunk Berlin-Brandenburg.
Mahmoud says the Arabic program and Radio Multiculti are on the chopping block at the wrong time, just when the city and Germany are growing more multicultural every day. For The World, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.